Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for this morning. We thank you, Lord, for this afternoon. We thank you, Lord, for this evening. We thank you, Lord, for this day, for another day that you've given us, another day, Lord, that we have waken up, another day where you have given us authority. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the dominion that we have in the earth. We thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit that you've given us down on the inside of us. We are one with you, and we thank you. We glorify you, and we lift you up in all the earth, and we declare in the name of Jesus that the body of Christ will stand up and take authority. Yes, Shakaya, the authority that you've given us from the foundation of the world. You told us that we had dominion. You told us to be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it. And Goshaya, and we take the pledge. We take and we make covenant today in the name of Jesus to do exactly what you have called us to do in the earth. And we pray over the entire nation, and we declare that the entire nation will acknowledge you and bow down to you, Lord, and worship you as Lord in the name of Jesus. This is our territory. We are kingdom citizens. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. It shall be done. Let heaven come to earth. We declare in the name of Jesus that the angelic hosts will be encamped around the entire White House, all the government officials, in the name of Jesus. Let the angels of the Lord hover over their homes, over the buildings, over the conference rooms where the meetings are held, in the name of Jesus. We pray over the entire nation, the entire government. We pray and annihilate that every law that is passed that is against your jurisdiction in heaven, that it shall not prevail in the name of Jesus. Every law that is trying to be signed, we pray that every judge, oh God, will judge righteously, that the Spirit of the Lord will hover over them in the Moshe, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, for you said the heart of the king is in your hand. And so we pray in the name of Jesus, oh God, that they will have dreams and visions. You said you will put out your spirit upon all flesh. So we pray in the name of Jesus, and we declare that the Spirit of the Lord will hover over them, that they will dream and that they will have visions, and they will be compelled to submit to the will of the Lord that is in heaven, and it shall be done in earth. Lord, this is the time of a divine awakening. Wake us up. Shake us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Those that don't even have a desire to serve you, those that don't even totally believe in you, Lord, those that don't even have a mind to do the right thing, we pray that the hand of the Lord will be upon them now in the name of Jesus. The government of this world shall be subject to the government of heaven in the name of Jesus. And us as believers, we are taking ground. We are taking our territory back in the name of Jesus. You have given us authority in the earth. You have given us, Father, dominion in the earth. And so every councilman, every mayor, every president, every government official, every representative, oh God, every senate, everybody that is in every governmental position is subject to our command on earth. And us as believers, we're standing up and we're being bold and we're being courageous. For you said in Joshua 1:9 that you will be with us wherever we go. And so we're taking our ground back. We're taking our authority back in the name of Jesus. Every law that does not line up with the will of the Lord for this entire nation shall not prevail in the name of Jesus. We overturn it in the spirit realm. We overturn it in the Bashakayaba. We overturn it. everyone in government are subject to the will of the God of the Lord. Everyone in government is subject to the jurisdiction in heaven in the name of Jesus. And we declare it now. We declare it now in the name of Jesus. We declare it now in the name of Jesus that there shall be peace in the earth where everyone is in fear, where everyone is disraged and they don't know what to do. God, we pray for peace in the name of Jesus. We pray for clarity for every believer. And Father, that those that don't know you, we pray that your spirit will go into their homes. Lord, in the name of Jesus, touch their minds in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray that we as children of God will go and tell everyone that we can tell that there is hope. We are not in despair. This is actually a good time. This is a time where we're finally taking ground. This is a time where we're finally opening up our eyes and our ears are being unclogged and we are getting understanding of what you want to do and what you want to do through us. You are unlocking doors that were shut for a long time. You are unlocking understanding where there was no clarity. You are opening up doors for us financially. You are opening up doors spiritually. You are opening up doors for us to take dominion, even in our businesses, in our homes, on our jobs, in our churches. And we pray in the name of Jesus, oh God, that the governmental legislation, even in the church, the order in the church, in the leadership, that everything is turning around and a 360 is happening in our minds and in our heart, that everything that we set up that was not set up by you, that it is being overturned in the name of Jesus, that everything that the church, that the body of Christ does has to be led of you. Holy Spirit, fill us up, God. Take over in the name of that. We don't do anything unless you say it. We don't do anything unless you say it. Unless you sanction it, we will not move. Unless you give us instruction, we will not do it. We will no longer move in disobedience, Father, in the name of Jesus. Where we have been comfortable, where we have been complacent, and not fulfilling your will, we will no longer be comfortable. Put fire up on us. Holy Ghost fire, light us up. Burn out every impurity. Father, consume us now in the name of Jesus, that we will know you in the power of your resurrection, in the fellowship of your suffering, that we will commune with you, Father, in a way that we've never done before, that we will really know you, Lord, that we won't know you from afar, that you are not this distant God in the cosmos, but you are in us and you are working through us and you are speaking through us, Lord. You have taken resonance inside of us. And so we pray, Lord, that you will purify our hearts, our minds, consecrate us, God, that we don't want to blend in to fit in, but God, we are going to stand out and stand up and open our mouths and speak for you. We will be your mouthpiece. We will speak for you. We will speak the opposite of what the world is saying. We will speak the opposite of what the media is projecting. We shall be the light. We are the salt of the earth. And we will speak the opposite of what the enemy is trying to do. We will speak what you say, God. You promised us that we will have dominion, and we are taking it now. We are sitting in our heavenly places. We are sitting as royal priesthood. We are sitting, Lord, in heavenly places, and we will not take down. We will not give our seat up. We will not get up from that seat. We will keep our minds elevated. We will keep our minds in perfect peace. You said whose mind is stayed on you, we will not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Oh God, we will put on the armor of God. We will cover our heads, our chest. We will cover our feet, Lord. We will cover our entire body, that we will be able to withstand, Lord, against the fiery darts of the wicked. The wicked shall not prevail. They have already lost the victory. We have it already. And so we pray, Lord, that whatever you said in your word is true. You are our God that you shall not lie. You shall not lie. And you told us that we already won the victory. We have power over every satanic agenda in the earth. And we have power to overturn it. We have power to speak to it, and it has to come. It has to stop. It has to come to a head. And now is the time where we got to get undignified in everything that we do. We have to get upset. We have to get angry at what the enemy has been doing. And we have to stand up and fight. And we are fighting not in flesh and in blood, but we are fighting with the word of God. That is our sword. That's the sword of the Spirit, the word of God. And so, Father, we pray, Lord, that we will have a hunger and a thirst after your righteousness. And the righteousness of God shall prevail in the government. We shall not be afraid. Whatever is happening in the government is going to be in alignment with the will of the Lord for this entire nation. Why? Because the people of God are praying, and we are pushing God's agenda in the entire earth. So everyone, be encouraged. Do not be dismayed, for God is in control, and we have the power to speak those things that be not as though they are. Open up our ears and eyes to see in the spirit. What is going on in the natural is causing the people to be discouraged. But what is going on in the heavenlies is a great thing, because God is getting his army prepared. We're sharpening our swords. We're putting on our armor. We're cleaning up. We're dusting off our armor that we've taken off a long time ago. We've hung it up in the closet, and we've closed the closet for too long. But now we're going in our closets. We're taking our armor off the hangers, and we're shaking it off. We're cleaning it off. We're dusting it off, and we're putting it on. And we're taking our swords out, and we're dusting it off, and we're getting prepared for what's getting ready to happen. A great awakening in the entire earth is getting ready. It's already happening. It's like trembling. When an earthquake is getting ready to come, it's a tremble that happens. And it's letting us know those tremors before the great earthquake. A lot of people is feeling it. A lot of people are feeling the tremors. And those tremors are getting us prepared. Many encounters are happening all around the earth. God is giving us words, prophetic words, all around the earth. Those that are listening, those that are attentive, those that are seeking him for answers. God is giving us prophetic words in part, and he's bringing the pieces together. We are not to be discouraged. We are to be encouraged, for God has given us the victory already. And so his will shall prevail no matter what we see. Turn the TVs off. Turn the radios off and turn on God. Turn on his voice. Let him speak to you. Let him open your eyes and ears, and let him show you what's really happening behind the scenes. What we're seeing and what we're hearing in the flesh is not what it is. But let's listen to what God is saying. Let's listen to his agenda. Let's listen to what he wants to do and what he wants us to do. And let's follow his instruction. And we declare in the name of Jesus that we will not be the same. We will not move the same. We will not speak the same. We will speak blessings and not cursings. We will speak it. We will speak what God wants, and not what the kingdom of darkness wants to do. Because the kingdom of darkness shall not prevail. The kingdom of darkness does not have power over the kingdom of heaven. And we are kingdom citizens. And God has given us the victory. So let's walk in it.